Broome County crackdown nets 75 citations. The Broome County Sheriff's Office has released the results of the department's five-day crackdown on cell phone use while driving. Over the course of the initiative, deputies issued 75 tickets, including 35 citations for the use of a mobile phone while driving, 12 citations for the use of a portable electronic device, and 28 other vehicle and traffic law citations. According to the Sheriff's Office, studies have shown drivers using handheld phones are 4 times more likely to cause a crash. Appalachian man charged for a firing gun. An Appalachian, New York man is facing charges after he allegedly discharged a firearm while near multiple homes. 36-year-old Lucas Vilka was charged by Tioga County Sheriff's deputies after deputies responded to a report of multiple rounds being fired into the air. Vilka is now facing a charge of second-degree reckless endangerment, a misdemeanor. He was ticketed and is set to appear in Owego Town Court at a later date. Narcan saves another life. Another life was saved with Narcan, the medication to reverse the effects of heroin overdose. A Broome County Sheriff's deputy responded to a call on State Route 12 where a woman had reported that her friend had passed out and was not breathing. The 39-year-old man in question was reported by police as to be a known heroin user. The deputy administered the Narcan and the victim began breathing on his own. This is the third time a sheriff's deputy used Narcan to save a life since the agency first purchased kits back in February. Teen hospitalized after car explodes. A Shenango Forks teen was sent to the hospital after he lost consciousness behind the wheel of his BMW and crashed into a utility pole, causing his vehicle to burst into flames. 17-year-old Mason Dites was traveling southbound on Route 12 when he lost consciousness and drifted across the northbound lane. The incident took place just before 2 o'clock Monday afternoon near the Price Chopper Plaza entrance just north of Shenango Bridge Road. The vehicle immediately caught fire after hitting the pole, and Dietesen was able to free himself from the car, but sustained injuries to his face and mouth. From there, he was taken to UHS Wilson Medical Center. The accident caused part of Route 12 to be shut down for about 40 minutes, and Dietesen was ticketed for moving from lane unsafely. He's set to answer to the ticket at a later date in the town of Shenango court. Three facing drug charges in Towanda, Pennsylvania. Three people are facing charges of selling prescription drugs in Towanda. Pennsylvania State Police has arrested 23-year-old Nikki Strope and 26-year-old Kyle Oliver, both of Towanda, along with 28-year-old Dustin Johnson of Dorshire. The three are facing preliminary hearings later this month in Towanda District Court on charges related to the sale of prescription drugs. Strope, Oliver, and Johnson are said to have operated independently of each other, and the charges against them stem from incidents over the past 2 years. Strope is facing charges of selling pills from her apartment back in January. Oliver allegedly sold and delivered pills back in October, and Johnson's charges are tied to an incident back in July of 2012. Waverly man jailed after lying to police. Police in Athens, Pennsylvania arrested a Waverly, New York man after he said to have provided false identifying information to police back in February. On February 17th, police stopped the vehicle along Route 220 because of an expired registration sticker. The driver of the car, 32-year-old Joshua Bowman, told police he was not carrying a license and provided a relative's name, address, and date of birth to the officer. 27-year-old Heather Schaefer, also of Waverly, was a passenger in the car, and she also gave police a false name and date of birth. Bowman was found to have an arrest warrant out of Tioga County for probation violation and suspended license. Upon his arrest by Athens police in the parking lot of the Walmart on Elmira Street, Bowman was found to have two pipes used to smoke bath salts, and he was additionally charged with two counts of possessions of drug paraphernalia. He was sent to the Bradford County Jail in lieu of $80,000 bail. Police have a warrant for Schaefer's arrest on a charge of giving false identification to law enforcement, and anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact the Athens Police at 570-888-2200. Vista Hospitality bows out of casino application. The Vista Hospitality Group has announced that it will no longer be submitting a bid to New York State for a full casino license. With the announcement, the number of groups vying for a license in the Southern Tier is now down to three, with Tioga Downs and Nichols, Traditions of the Glen in Town of Union, and Rochester-based Whitmorty of Seneca County, each still in the running. Officials for Vista Hospitality say that the reason for backing out is the number of other ventures the group is involved in, along with a slow start by Vista in the process. The mandatory application fee for any group across the state looking to obtain a license is $1 million, which is due on Wednesday. Vista had announced plans less than months ago of Binghamton Casino, a $120 million casino with 1,500 slot machines and 50 table games, which would have been built either off the Brandywine Highway or at the Binghamton Plaza. An official application, aside from the fee, will have to be submitted by June 30th, and selection for which group will be obtaining licenses are expected to be made by the state sometime in the fall. A mandatory application conference is also being held next Wednesday in Albany. Expansion project underway at Lockheed Martin in Owego, New York. Lockheed Martin has announced ongoing construction taking place at their Owego, New York location, which will lead to new positions for the company. A multi-million dollar manufacturing center is being constructed at the center of the Owego, New York facility, and space for 130 new positions will be created as the company consolidates some of its other plants across the United States. The construction began in January on the project dubbed Manufacturing Center of Excellence in Owego. The project costs an estimated $19.3 million and is expected to be completed by January of next year. Of the 130 expected new positions, 75 will be in production and 55 in technical support and engineering, adding just over $9 million in the annual payroll by next year. Lockheed Martin Owego is currently home to 2,600 employees, but 90 workers have been laid off since last August. Once the project is completed, the Owego campus of Lockheed should be the company's key location for complex machining and manufacturing. Tioga Downs officially submits bid for full casino license. Tioga Downs announced today that it did submit its $1 million application fee in advance of the application conference next Wednesday. Owner Jeff Carell said in a press release that Tioga Downs' facility and application are uniquely positioned to provide the most realistic and responsible benefits to the Southern Tier and all of the state as soon as possible. Mr. Carell said the entire Tioga Downs staff and supporters are looking forward to the rest of the application process.